Good morning, this is John Alls, and I'd like to welcome you back on behalf of Independence Baptist Church. Now today our message is titled, How Do Christians Cope in This Ever-Increasing Evil World? Now the text for today's message is in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, if you'd like to follow along. But before we turn the message over to Pastor Reynolds, let me give a quick recap of the other topics that we've covered so far this month. Now, in the first week, we talked about being alone, and we discussed how men like Daniel and Noah had to stand alone, but they weren't really alone because God was with them. Then the next week, we talked about people that had failed but started again and were used by God. This included discussions on people like Samson, David, and Peter. And in each case, they had a failure, but God forgave them, lifted them up, and then used them in a mighty way. And last week, we talked about what happens to a nation that turns its back on God. If you missed any of these messages, I would encourage you to log into our website and check out the audio section. The website address is independencebaptist.org, and from there you can listen to all of the prior broadcasts that you might have missed. But for now, let's go ahead and get today's message started. As you turn to Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, we'll turn it over to Pastor Reynolds.
This morning, we'd like to speak on this very important subject, and that is, how do Christians cope in this ever-increasing evil world? How do Christians manage from day to day? All I can tell you is what I have learned. The Bible states in the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, and verse number 8, Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and forever. This is how I cope in this ever-increasing evil world. I just remember that Jesus Christ is always the same. Jesus Christ is always exactly the same. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. I think the world is leaving us behind. Well, maybe that's exactly what it ought to do. Maybe it ought to just leave us all behind. You think about the things that have never changed in this world. Sin has never changed. That's a terrible thing. But notice something very good, that salvation has never changed. Service has never changed. And morals have never changed one iota. Notice, sin has never changed. You know why sin has never changed? That's because God has never changed at one little tiny, teeny bit. God is the same. That's what the text says. Hebrews 13, verse number 8. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. What was sin in Adam's day is still sin today. What was sin in the days of Noah is still sin today. What was sin in the days of Abraham is still sin today. You know, sin has never changed. Sin is always an eroding kind of influence that's upon this world. Sin is always there. You know, the Bible states in the book of Genesis, chapter number 2, that God gave a command, and the command was concerning disobedience. It was death, both physical and spiritual, and that has never changed one bit. Sin still causes death. Sin still causes rebellion. Sin is exactly the same as it's always been. There's been no change at all. Men still sin. Another thing, though, we think about things that have never changed, and that is salvation has never changed. You know, Adam needed the same salvation that I have. Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary, and Adam was looking forward to one who would die on the cross of Calvary, while I look back to one who died for me on the cross of Calvary. I had to recognize my own sinfulness, not somebody else's. but I had to recognize my own sinfulness. I had to ask Jesus Christ, He's the one that died for me. I'd ask Him to forgive me of all of my sins. But you know what? Adam, he had to do exactly the same thing that I had to do. Adam was saved when he recognized his own sinfulness. That's the same thing that happened to me. I had to recognize my own sinfulness had taken me away from Almighty God. I had to ask Christ to forgive me, just like Adam had to ask Christ to forgive him. I'm very glad that salvation has never changed one bit from the time that sin came into the world. Sin never changed. Sin is so real. It's just as real as salvation is real. I'm thankful that Jesus Christ has taken my place on the cross of Calvary. I'm thankful that Jesus Christ has died that I might have life. Salvation is the same for Adam. Salvation is the same for Abraham. Salvation is the same for Noah. Salvation is the same for Elijah. Salvation is the same for all the Old Testament saints. Salvation is exactly the same. Trusting Christ, whenever we recognize that we're sinners before an almighty and a most holy God. This is the same salvation the Old Testament saints have, the same salvation that I have today. You know something else has never changed? That is service. It has never changed. God has never changed at all. What God expected of me was perfection. I could not be perfect at all. But what God expected of Adam was absolutely perfection. And Adam could not take that either. Adam was not perfect in the eyes of Almighty God until Jesus Christ redeemed him. There was no salvation that he had. Hebrews chapter number 11 is a great place that we might look to show us how that faith in the promises of God is the greatest service that any person can ever give. It is the same thing that Adam had, the same thing that Noah had, the same thing that Abel had, the same faith that Enoch had. All of these things are a gift that only God is able to give. I'm thankful that there's some things in the world that has never changed at all. I'm thankful that there's stability with God in all of these things. I'm glad that when Noah was warned of God of things that he had not seen yet come to pass, that Noah moved with fear, and Noah prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which thing he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is of faith. I'm thankful for that, knowing that God has provided for us in this world in which we live the things that he needs. How do Christians really cope in this ever-increasing evil world? The way that we do it is simply by trusting Christ, knowing that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That Jesus Christ has died on the cross of Calvary. That he has shed his own blood that sinners like you and like me could be saved. I'm thankful today that salvation has never changed at all. Sin has never changed. Salvation has never changed. And service has never changed. All of these things because God himself is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm thankful that as long as we live and we trust Christ, that he can wash away all of our sins, that he can make it plain that salvation is of him. I'm thankful to know that even after we're dead, that we're going to be with the Lord. I'm thankful to know that. I'm thankful to know that we have a home waiting for us in eternity. How about you today? Are you saved? Are you trusting in Christ? All the things that are happening in this world, are you trusting in Christ? You know, I think of morals. morals have also not changed at all, because God has not changed. You know, rape was wrong in the Old Testament, and God still considers rape as an evil today. Robbery was also a wrong in the Old Testament, and God still considers it wrong today. Dishonesty was also wrong in the Old Testament, and God still considers dishonesty wrong today. Think of all those things. Nothing has changed at all. Homosexuality was also wrong in the Old Testament. God considers it wrong today. You know, men may pass laws trying to make rape legal. Men may try to pass laws making robbery not robbery. Men may try to pass laws making dishonesty right. Men may try to pass laws that make homosexuality right. But you know, all of these things are still wrong in the sight of Almighty God. And all these things are going to be held accountable to God because they're still wrong in the sight of God. Sin has never changed because God has never changed. Salvation has never changed because God has never changed. Service has never changed because God has never changed. You know, morals have never changed because God has never changed. I know today that people think that God has somehow changed, but God has never changed. As far as God is concerned, what's right is right, and what's wrong is wrong. And that's all there is to it. And God holds us accountable to do what's right. God holds us accountable when we do what's wrong. That's the way that it is. Today, if you're lost, I pray that you would see how that God is a loving God. The fact is that God is a great God, that God has loved those that are lost, and God shows to us the great things that He is unto us. God has died on the cross of Calvary. He has shed His own blood on the cross that sinners could come to Him and know that they're going to receive eternal life. This is the truth, and this is the way that it is. If you're lost today, I pray that the Lord would touch you. I pray that God would make Himself known unto you, that you might find Christ precious to your own soul today. I pray that you would trust the Lord, because He loves you, He died on the cross of Calvary, and He never ceases to forgive of wicked sins. I pray for you.
Well, we pray that the message today has been an encouragement to Christians as they look at the evil world around them. And you know, each week we're surrounded by wickedness, and part of God's plan of encouragement is to have His people come together at least once a week and to be encouraged and rested by worshiping and learning about Him. Now, if you'd like to come and visit with us, then don't put it off. Don't wait for another week. Come and join us for services today. We'll be meeting at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. Our morning services will be starting with Sunday school at 10 a.m. and will be followed by worship services at 11 a.m. Then this afternoon, we'll be meeting to go over prayer requests at 3:45, which will be followed by worship services then at 4:30. You know, and if you need a place to go for good Christian fellowship throughout the week, we'll also be meeting on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. for a Bible study. Now, if you'd like to learn more about Independence Baptist Church and what we believe, you can log on to our website at independencebaptist.org and read the many different books and articles that are available. You can also download full-length sermons from the website, or you can use sermonaudio.com/IBC for MP3 messages that can be played on your computer, MP3 player, smartphone, or tablet. You know, it's amazing how fast time flies, and I can see that it's once again slipped away from us, but we are thankful you're able to join us, and we pray that you'll be able to tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.